It's not easy to get into the cockpit of a major airline. Take Connor St. Laurent as an example. He's 23 years old and from Anchorage. When we spoke in early May, he was just 25 flight hours shy of being able to test for his commercial pilot's license.
Right now, I'm just time building, so I'm just cruising around, you know, go to Talkeetna, grab a pizza, or just practicing maneuvers by myself.
Time spent in the air, though, is just a fraction of the work.
But once you start pushing towards making sure you're ready to do your check ride, I'll probably study over 5 hours, 6 hours a day.
It's taken St. Laurent about 3 years to get to this point. The Federal Aviation Administration requires 250 flight hours before prospective pilots can sit for their commercial check ride. And there's an oral exam they need to pass, too. Along with the time commitment, it's expensive. St. Laurent flies out of Palmer, but he started at a flight school in Montana, which he says cost about $40,000 a year. Connor's dad, Leon, learned to fly in the military and then spent most of his career flying for a major airline. That's a path about two-thirds of commercial pilots used to take. But most come from a civilian background now, like Connor, meaning they have to shell out the time and money on their own. And that's causing a bottleneck.
Yeah, just chipping away at the hours. I feel like that's kind of where everybody gets to.
Data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics points to nearly 150,000 vacant pilot positions that will need to be filled over the next decade. There isn't clear data for Alaska, but airlines are noticing a pinch. In March, Alaska Airlines became the latest company to announce a scholarship program for applicants who agree to fly for the company once they graduate. Adam White heads the Government and Legislative Affairs Program for the Alaska Airmen's Association, an advocacy group for pilots in Alaska. He says the industry has seen waves of pilot shortages before and knew this current one was coming. The pandemic just sped up the process.
Back in the late 80s, early 90s, we had a big exodus from the Vietnam era pilots, and there was a little bit of a crunch at that point. Now we're getting to the retirement age, mandatory retirement age, for a lot of other commercial pilots that came on board at about that time frame.
And there's another problem. More than 1,000-hour experience gap from the time a pilot gets his or her commercial license till they can work for an airline. Many of those pilots start at smaller commercial carriers that haul mail or freight and don't have the same hour requirements. In Alaska, those companies typically fly supplies between villages off the road system. White says pilots for those carriers used to stay with a company for 2 or 3 years before going to another job. That's not the case anymore.
Sometimes they're only staying 6 months now because they've been able to get enough experience that now they have an opportunity to talk to an airline, and the airline will bring them on much sooner than what they would have 2, 3, 5 years ago.
White says some companies are even recruiting older recreational pilots to fill flying jobs in the communities where they live to fill the void. The big challenge now, according to White, is getting the young and up-and-coming pilots to stay here in Alaska. He says many regional flight operators in Alaska are starting to offer better employment benefits and higher pay to try and solve that problem. Connor St. Laurent says he wants to fly for a major airline someday, but he's not trying to leave Alaska anytime soon. He's just focused on the step right in front of him.
You're over the hill at 250 hours and you get that commercial check ride done. You finally can say, you know, hey, I could be getting paid right now to fly a plane. You can go make some money instead of spending all of it and get paid to fly instead of pay to fly.
If the current economic outlook is any indication, his job prospects are good. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.